2013. We're back. Segment two. 2013 was a huge year for breakout artists, and this was one of them. This was called Lord. Her album was called Pure Heroin. Alright, so you can call me, I'm calling you Heather, you're calling me
Phyllis.
So, no lie, my roommate in college, Chris, Jerry Maguire, I'd say Jerry, and he would reply, Phyllis. So this is perfect. I got Phyllis the Light guiding me. We're talking about women artists. I was going to say, Lord Heroin came out that year. There's another album I'm going to play from Tegan and Sarah. It's called Heartthrob. Phenomenal record. You're going to also hear Miley Cyrus, her album Bangers. We Can't Stop. Wrecking Ball is on that one. You know that song, Wrecking Ball?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. Great. Kacey Musgraves. I'm going to play her. My daughter at 10. Love this album. Same trailer, different park. She was into that. And Kacey Musgraves, 2018, the album, it's escaping me the name of it, but it has the song Rainbow on it. Beautiful. Wonderful artist. And then Haim, who is now on the Taylor Swift record, but they came out with an album that year that was phenomenal. And I'm forgetting the title of it. But there was also a group called Haim and Churches, a band called Churches.
I think I've heard of them.
Yeah.
You know, I just listen to public radio, right?
I know. So this isn't public radio. This is Spark Studios, Session 1, Episode 6.
It's private radio.
It's private radio. It's pirate radio. We started with Daft Punk. The second segment, talking about the women. I'm so happy to have Heather here. We just had a great conversation just about the state of things. But I think that what we were going to do is kind of unpack what Glimpse. Oh, yeah, we were talking about kind of how to deal with, because I've been meeting with a health coach for a good section of time here into 2020, into early 2021. But shout out to my man, Michael, who has just been phenomenal. Michael Krug. If you need a health coach, I highly recommend. But it's really not been about diet. It's not been about exercises. It's been about breathing right, sleeping right.
Health is in your mind, you know.
Yeah, mental health.
Everything starts in your mind.
So what we were saying was, and I was bringing up, Glimpse Gallery was a 5-week pop down. There was nowhere to sit except in a sky chair, which didn't touch the ground. So it's like the inverse of a pop-up. But the idea was that we'd be there for just a glimpse. But what it became, in my opinion, was this place of meditation.
Yeah, it was an alternate space, really. I mean,
Describe it for me.
It was like, it wasn't retail. It wasn't food. It wasn't a gallery. It wasn't monetary. It was this other alternative space where you did something different, which was nothing.
Right. There was intention towards the idea again of that wushu, which was this nap. So I had a keyboard that had some pre-recorded stuff. I also met all these kids from the conservatory.
There
were phenomenal musicians would come and play. And actually, the students by the end started just making their hangout spot because they would come down for lunch and then they would just chill. They would swing on those chairs a little bit dangerously, but it was fun.
I think they were anchored in there really well. There were some really big eye bolts up there.
There was. It is evening time here in 2021.
We're talking about health.
Meditation.
So like one of the things Mark and I both talked about was like what we're doing differently, and he's doing some journaling.
Yes.
And I'm doing meditation.
Talk about the app and
well,
kind of what you're doing.
I've been using the Calm app, and I feel like I'm a calm zombie, you know, just one of the calm people that have, you know, glommed onto it. And I'm not an app user. And I give everybody permission to meditate laying down, because you can do that as long as you don't fall asleep. However it works, try something. But one of the things that happened in the Glimpse space, I'm going to talk about the laugh yoga right now.
Yeah, go for it.
Is that Mark scheduled a laugh yoga session, or more than one, but I was like, all right, do this too. I have such confidence in these ideas, but I'm, you know, game to go along with it. And I thought, this is ridiculous, because first of all, you just start off like a little fake laugh.
Right.
And then she leads you through these progressions of laughing, and then you're laughing. I mean, it's like that contagious laugh where you can't stop, you know, and that cracks up, you know, they have to stop the filming and stuff like that. And it was really amazing. And I still talk about the laugh yoga today. It's great. And I've only done it the one time.
And Denise, thank you for doing that. I know you've hit me up many a times on Facebook Messenger. Please, can we do this somewhere again? That was so great. Yeah. And, you know, I tell you what, that's another.
I think you could do it on a Zoom. I think you could do a podcast of a laugh.
Absolutely.
Session.
No, and I do think that I'm going to take this from what's energizing me to it's juicing me, like sparking the new, because this thing is like, it's the same energy that started the spark thing that was there with Glimpse. And I don't want it to stop. I don't have to stop it now. I believe that there's ways in which this thing, because people will pay something, or I don't know what the mechanism will be to pay for it, but it is meeting a need. That's what happened. And it took 5 weeks, but at the end, it was on my birthday, December 5th, 2013. We threw a party. We had bands. Dude, it was packed. And it was like, it was just so weird. It was like this kind of...
It was really fun.
I mean, Tabby was 9 or 8, and Malia was just a little runt. You know, she was 3. It's crazy how fast it goes. But that was a life-changing experience, and it wouldn't have been possible without all of the giving people just gave to it. You know, the laughter yoga thing, honestly, was just talking about this today with a friend of mine about what's missing right now in 2021. Where's a space to meditate, but where's a space to laugh now? I mean, I love The Office. I love memes, but no, like with other people.
Yeah. Well, just so allowing yourself to laugh. You almost think you can't laugh because... You know,
it's too serious.
That's rude. Somebody's grandfather probably just died. You can't laugh, you know?
Exactly. And I get it. I mean, it is.
You can edit that out if you
need to. No, it's fine. I mean, we've got to get past this. And there's a need for what happened in that Glimpse thing, that 5 week thing. There's so much room in finding places where we can do this and be together. And it doesn't have to be huge groups. I mean, it was a big space. It was actually almost, most of the time, it was socially distant.
Kind of, yeah.
If you think about
it. Except
for the party. I mean, the party
was... Well, it was people who wandered in.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like you had almost to be a little courageous just to walk in there because it was like, what's going on in here?
What is this? Yeah.
Yeah.
All I know is when it happened, it was so transformational for me in terms of seeing how people took to it and really meditated and responded to it in such a way that I knew that it was a literal glimpse then, and it was a glimpse metaphorically of what I feel like I'm going to do in the future, which is these kind of very intentional spaces and places for people to encounter something that, like you said, isn't food, isn't work, and isn't your home.
It isn't something that's monetary.
Right.
Like it isn't a retail transactional space. Like, you don't have to go in and buy a cup of coffee to sit there.
Exactly. And I think, who knows where it's going.
So I'm seeing a progression. First it was Glimpse. Now there's a spark. Next thing, there's going to be a fire.
Can I tease you with what? I haven't even told anybody this.
Oh, okay.
So it has
sparked. You don't have to release it.
No.
If you're not ready.
You're the person.
This is only the second section.
No, it's fine. There's a fire. A friend of mine.
Just don't call it the Fire Festival.
No. It's not going to be a festival. Today, even, was talking to my coach about why I'm doing this. I'm figuring out why I'm doing it while I'm doing it. It is about the music, the memories, the monster of life, how to get through it. But what I love the most, even more than recording what we're talking about right now, is just having a conversation that I don't have to truncate because I got to go to work or got to, you know, it's just like a 5 minute thing. When do we do that now with our friends that we haven't seen?
We don't.
We need to.
I know.
Like, it gives us life. It helps us, like.
And okay, so when Mark first called me to do this, I said, no.
I know you did. You're like, I don't do that
stuff. Yeah, I can't do that. And then honestly, I sat back and thought, why wouldn't I want to go see Mark and talk to him? Of course I want to. Now the fact that he's recording it is making, you know, I'm trying to forget that. But
yeah,
it was like, it's an opportunity to go see Mark and talk to him.
And I honestly told my coach, I just want one conversation a day and I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. It might take me 5 dials. It might take me 10 to find someone who'll talk to me, and they don't have to come in here, but let's just have a conversation.
Talk to me, please.
No, I mean, because and
you're going to have them knocking the door down.
Yeah. So this is episode 6. This is what I'll say. So there's this tab that, and Spark came from, I didn't tell you this, and I don't even think I put it down. So if you listen to episode 1 and maybe episode 2, I think I play it just a little bit. Friend of mine, Sybil Jones, is actually the aunt of Ryan Jones, my first guest. She currently lives in Connecticut, East Coast. Her and I went to a 2-year school in which she's an amazing opera singer. But at that time, we were in this choir together. I was kind of a wannabe choir boy. I wasn't really a great singer, but I was fun. And I don't know how I passed my audition and they let me go. But we went to New York. And Sybil and my friend Rachel, they did a duet in this church that just blew the roof off the place. But back then, a friend of mine, another friend, called me Sparky Marky. Because I was pretty, I'm Sparky now, but I was really Sparky back when I was 19. And, but this friend, Sybil, she would take and riff on that. And she'd go, oh, Sparks, 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 Sparks. So when I was,
Sparks.
When I was, so Phyllis and Sparks, there's two new nicknames you've never heard about me, but.
Well, and you know, that had that whole exhibit in the downtown window called Spark.
That's right. It was called Spark.
It was.
And then there's Northern Spark, which we met at, remember, in the middle of the night in Minneapolis.
That was the best night.
Wasn't that fun?
That was a magical night.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I love that team. Chris Pennington's a friend of mine now who is part of Northern Spark. There's so many cool people. Chris Pennington basically is the lightning rod of big creative here. So when Red Bull comes to town, they call him, say, hey. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm bringing Chris Pennington in because he's epic, truly epic. Let me just put it this way. For those of you who listen, I know this for a fact now that I'm talking to my dear friend, Heather. I know this thing is way bigger than what it's even started out to be because I have a lot of thoughts. And so this is the tease. So I've got Spark Studio Sessions, which I want to highlight music, memories, talk about, and kind of use my DJ skill. So people that find me and want to know who I am, they can kind of see it. And it's sort of not surface level, but it's me, right?
Yeah.
They can kind of get a sense of how I operate.
Yeah. Well, if you're hiring somebody to do your party, you want to know that they're a party person. You don't want to know who they are.
Right. And I want them to hear it more than I want them to see me. And this is not a knock on the current social media, TikTok worlds and Instagram. I think some people, because I was on Facebook Live, you know, stuck in US Bank Stadium, I can do that sort of thing and be on there. But that was very special at that moment. But now everybody's stuck in their own moment and everybody's doing a video, okay? I want to do another thing on the other side of my website that's deeper, like a plumb line down into really deeper stuff. So the word that came, I'm giving it away right now. It's fine. Magma. So that's the next level. Glimpse, Spark, Magma. Because there's a depth to me and there's a depth to the things that I feel like I've stumbled upon with Glimpse. There's a deeper well, and Magma is it. And so it's volcanic. It's just stuff. And I think that it'll probably be subscription based because I am going to talk about hard stuff, things that I am afraid to talk about. And that doesn't mean like my opinions on the current affairs. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like what is going on in here because everybody's gone through shit. Okay. And I can talk to my friends about that, but I feel like I now need to be like, I've got a friend who's like, Mark, you need to tell your deep stuff. And so Magma is going to be that. That's where it's going, I think. And maybe Magma is
below the surface.
Exactly. So there you go.
All right.
That was not where I expected this to go.
No. We started off with female artists and
laughter yoga.
Party, laugh yoga. All right,
let's do this because I just need to play this. Because 2013, I love this record and I still do play it at weddings. It's our party, we can say what we want. Oh, bob your head, everybody.
We came to have so much fun now. Hey, somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a help? No. 'Cause we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight.